Hey everyone, it's Leah from Brujita Skincare. So as promised, here are the three giveaway winners for $100 gift cards. Please go ahead and DM me on Instagram at Brujita Skincare and can't wait to get you part of the Brujita cult. Thank you guys for tuning in, reading your nostalgic stories. We're super cool. See ya.
All right, so welcome back to another episode of Hustle and Soul. We're back at it again. What is it, third time for this year?
I think it's a little bit more than three.
Three or four times. Maybe. That's way more consistent than last year. And today we have a very, very special guest.
Yeah.
So special that we brought her on twice.
There's a little bit of a backstory there. You guys know we have this like really bad thing about not being consistent with the podcast that we've been working on, and it's gotten better. So this one's already like, we already have everything lined up.
Yeah.
So like this one was scheduled. We're on a roll. We have our next one, not scheduled, but almost scheduled. So we're getting our shit together. And we actually had recorded with Jess, and we're really embarrassed. We're very embarrassing. So we had recorded with her like at least a year ago.
Yes. And it's been a year.
Yes. And we suck so bad that we never posted it. But this one is going to be bigger and better, and we have a lot of good stuff to talk about and catch up on. So you guys are going to get the best version of what could have been, but what is now.
With that being said, welcome Jess, Crafty by Yay. Jess, CB Hi. Jess. What else do you go by? Keka.
Keka.
Streets know her as Keka. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, you know, we love to, you know, highlight entrepreneurs, other people in our you know, space that we know that are crushing it. And you clearly have been crushing it, because since the last time we did the podcast that we never edited,
yeah,
you've jumped in like crazy amount of followers, crazy amount of engagement. Like your brand as a whole has built so crazy. So congratulations for that.
Thank
and you know,
you.
We want to know your secrets. For the people who aren't familiar with Jess, yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you have going on.
Okay, so I am Jessica. I am the owner of Crafty by Jess.
Hey.
I sell mom merch and Thea merch and basically everything.
You sell your brand for the most part. I think anything you touch for the most part is gold. And that's what it's felt like. Like you just did
sells out in 10 minutes. Yeah.
You just did a collab with Lime Drop yesterday. The event was amazing. You did a collab with Cobb a while back that had a great, amazing event. Like everything you touch, like I said, it literally turns into gold. And I think you've done an amazing job building that brand to be able to do that.
Oh, thank you so much. I know. It's so crazy. The journey has been really, really crazy.
So we actually asked people on Instagram to submit their questions. So we have a bunch of questions. Barry and I actually have reviewed them already. So the first question is, and I think this is a good one to start with, is how did you get the idea for your business and how much did you invest when you started?
Stimulus check.
Hey, sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah.
So I started, my business, I started in 2017. I started making shirts and oh my God, it was so bad. I used to do it with the Cricut and the vinyl would like literally peel off. Yeah. Oh my God, it was so bad. And I would sell them to my coworkers and I felt like, oh my God, do you want to buy a shirt? And I felt that I would pressure them to buy my stuff. And it's funny because my coworker still has my stuff. That's like, cute. I still have the OG Crafted by Jess. It's coming off, but I still have it. I'm like, oh my God.
I think that's how I remember you starting too. And then you used to make cups, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so I started getting like embarrassed because people would message me back and like, hey, my shirt's peeling. And I'm like, oh my God, no. Like, I don't want to deal with the stress. Yeah. So I started making cups.
Okay.
And that was, oh my God, it was easier.
So your initial investment was what, a Cricut?
Yeah.
So how much
That's
is
so
that?
Crazy.
That was, Fabian bought it for me. Fabian's my husband.
Shout out to Fabian.
Shout out to Fabian. We tried to convince him to come, but that's a different story.
We'll get him on board.
I know, he's too shy. I think at the time he paid $179.
That's not a bad return on your investment if you think about it. If you're selling your shirts, I don't know what you were selling at the time, but I'm assuming $20 plus.
Yeah,
you just sell a handful and you get your money back.
Yeah, but it didn't work out. So then I stopped, and then during COVID I had Juliet at the time, and I needed to do something because I was on maternity leave and I needed to do something with my life. I was like literally going crazy. I don't know if I was going through postpartum depression, but I think I was.
Yeah.
And I started doing cups. And then that's when the like the Shop Small started in October.
Yeah.
And of COVID, right? 2019. Yeah. Okay.
So with my stimulus check, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try it out and I'm gonna make shirts. And I started with cups first, and then that's when I started selling shirts and stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy
because that was very recent, if you think about it.
I don't know, like it's just been such a dream of mine to do all this, and It's been a journey.
I think it's been nonstop for the past 3 years for you. Yeah. I think that's what it feels like, because your progression has been so crazy fast too. So it's like you've been all gears and all going. And like I said, from the events you just had in the past couple of months, I mean, that all has built your brand to a huge level that I think others are trying to aspire to be.
It's crazy. Like the love and support from everyone. Oh my God. It's literally crazy.
You get so much love. So I think we've been to almost like a lot of your events. It's always packed. People are happy. People line up just for the giveaways, just to like come or like
just
meet
to be a part of the club.
Yeah. Just to be part of the Cool like Moms Club.
The club.
I want to touch on a little bit of the meaning behind all of your stuff. So I think one thing that sets you apart from a lot of other brands or people that are in this type of industry is like the messaging and how you brand all of your stuff. So I think that's important to share, like what kind of inspires you to do the types of designs that you do, like Hot Mom Club, Cool Mom Club, a lot of like messages that are just like motivational. Like, what is your intention behind all of that? So I remember one time in talking to you, you told me everything that I do is with intention, and I don't just want to, you know, put out anything. Like, I want to like curate these things with intention, with a specific meaning behind that. So I think that's kind of like important and kind of cool to share with everyone.
Okay, so there's always good days and bad days. And then one for sure. thing about my brand is that I love to put messages on the sleeve.
Yes,
always driving. So throughout the day, I love to look at my messages because, like I said, it's not always a good day.
Yeah.
So then I just look down at my messages on my message on my sleeve, and I'm like, oh, my God, okay, I'm doing great. Like, I just got to get my shit together, like, keep pushing. And I feel that I always put out what I would wear.
Yeah.
Like, whatever I like, I feel that other moms can wear it too, other tias can wear it. And I feel that that's why people can relate to my brand a lot.
For sure. No, I agree with that. I know every time I go to post something when I'm wearing a sweater, it always comes out. So I think that's like a cool little touch too. It's branding. And then I also get messages from other people, and they're like, that is so cute. Like, that's such a cute like little hit. So I think that's super inspiring. And I agree, like, as women or just people in general, days are hard and things are hard. And I know you go through that too. And I go through that too, where you're just like, is what I'm doing working? Like, am I doing it right? Like, do people like this? I personally, like now with Soulful Kids, I get nervous every time we put out a new design, because I'm like so excited about it. And it's like, whether I work with Barry or work with someone else, you get excited and you're like, okay, this is like really cool. Like you said, you're putting out what you like, but then it's like, are people going to receive it well? Like, are people going to think it's cool? Like, is this gonna do well? And it's just like a nervous shit show. But to remind yourself of these cool little messages, like wearing them proudly every day or whenever you're wearing it, is it's really cute to just be like, okay, like, no, let's take a step back.
It's important to have that reminder. And then like I also do like hidden messages, because moms need coffee.
Yeah.
So that's true. Yeah. So once they have the coffee in their hand, and they can see it.
Yeah.
Too.
I think all of my pictures that I post when it comes out, it's like my coffee.
Coffee or driving.
I think it's the perfect branding opportunity. I think it fits well for your brand. But that being said, is it still just you right now, like creating the concepts, pulling the like the product, making the product? Like, how's that work?
Packing 500 orders.
No, I have my family.
Okay.
Yeah. My family are a big, big part of my business. I have my dad helping. I have my mom, like my tias, my cousins. Yeah, I have everyone. And then we also have someone that does our production. So shout out to Ted. We love him and his wife too. Like, it's crazy. Like, my mom has always said, like, it takes a village to raise children. And now that I have a business, like, oh my God.
It takes a village to run a business.
Literally a village to raise a business. Like, it's crazy. There's no way that I can do all this by myself.
All of the events and everything you do is such like big scope that it's a lot of work. We always see your mom there. Yeah. She's hilarious. We always see your mom helping out, whether it's like cleaning up the food that's left over, your dad coming in to help set up. We definitely see that love and support. So that's really cool.
From the outside looking in, it looks like a way bigger organization or process, because like from the pop-ups, you guys have a crazy like build out. You guys have a sick booth. You guys bring out a U-Haul for the events that you guys have. You guys go all nines, fucking your own CB Jess, like letters, balloons, flowers, food, all the alcohol, all that stuff. So you guys definitely make it look more grander, which is amazing to see. But that being said, I'm sure there's a lot of stress. And how does that you have a partner, you have a husband. How does that work with, you know, that relationship? Yeah. Like, you know, I know we always clash heads a lot. So how are you managing all that stress, and how is he taking it?
I feel that Fabian is so, oh my God. Well, obviously that's why I married him. Like, he is like literally my better half. Like, if I'm slipping up on something, he's like, don't worry, I got you. Like, like, he's literally the best person and the best partner, because I honestly don't know how Crafty by Jets would be running without him, because he's not the face of the brand, but he does so much behind doors. Like, so there's times where he tells me, he's like, hey, like, don't forget, I'm here.
I exist.
I'm like, damn, just, it's this week is very stressful, just give me some time. But I mean, we just both, you know, like, tried to balance each other out. Yeah. Like, he has the kids at home, I'm working, and I still have my other HFI.
You guys both work,
Yeah, we both work, so we have the business as well. I don't know how we do it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's always asking us, like, oh my God, like, how do you guys do it? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a shit show.
It's the cool mom superpowers.
We don't own the hot mom club. You know
something about that. The fire in the hot mom club.
But yeah, no, it's so, I think having a partner is an amazing, like, backbone for you. I see it with Arlene. Like, she helps me as much as I help her. Mm-hmm. And it's dope to see. I mean, Fabian also has his own shop, Scented also. Yeah. So he's also doing things for himself. And it's great to see, like, you guys as a power couple, having raising a family, building these brands. It's dope to see. You know, we definitely want to give you guys your congrats. You guys deserve it. Yeah. You guys have built an amazing community, and we hope nothing but the best for you guys.
And I think also going back to what you were talking about, I think the idea of sacrifice is important to highlight too, because I feel like we always talk about, well, I always talk about the part, I said we, but I'm always one, like, bringing, like, a lot of people think you're just lucky, right? Like, oh, you're lucky, you have this brand, you have all these followers, you throw these cool events, but it's not luck. It's literally sacrifice. It's hustle. And like, you probably, like us, like, sacrifice time with your kids, like, sacrifice time with your significant other, that even though, like, you're always together, whatever the case is, doesn't always mean you're present, because your mind is literally, like, everywhere else but in the moment. So I think that's important to highlight, the idea of sacrifice and, like, having to give up things probably people don't know about in order to get all of this shit done, because if you don't do XYZ, you're not gonna be able to do all these amazing things. So
yeah, you do have to sacrifice a lot, and I've learned that the hard way. But if there's a goal that I want, I will get it, and I will work my ass off and, like, hustle. And I've always been like that. My mom used to sell stuff at swap meets. My grandma used to sell stuff too, and they would, like, literally work their asses off too.
Yeah.
It's in my DNA.
I like that. I have another question someone asked. It's kind of like a two-way question. Antojitos by V actually asked this. And she asked, how do you manage mom life, the stress of being an entrepreneur, and then what are you guys doing to care for your mental health? So it's like a two-way question. So how do you manage mom life, the stress of being an entrepreneur? That I couldn't say.
It's hard. It's not always perfect. It's really, really hard. There's some days that I wake up and I'm like I'm over it, like, I'm done, I'm gonna quit, like, my kids are more important.
Yeah.
But then I think to myself, and I tell Fabian, I'm like, no, this is the reason why I push so hard. Like, my kids are the reason why I want to give them a better life than I had. And then being a Latina-owned business has, like, you have to work 3 times harder. Yeah. Like, and not everyone understands that. And I just want, like, a better life for my kids. But it's not always peaches and
cream.
Yeah.
So that being said, how do you feel like you manage your stress, or how do you manage your mental health? Like, is it, you know, whether it's with Fabian or yourself, or, like, how do you guys?
I always step back when I'm feeling stressed, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, when I'm crying. Like, I always step back and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna take the day off and I'm gonna do what I love, and I'm spending time with my kids, like, doing nothing, just staying at home.
Yeah.
Cooking with the kids outside, and it makes you, like, reflect of everything, like, okay, I just needed a break, like, it's okay, it's not the end of the world. I had to pack these orders, you know what, it's not gonna hurt if I take one day off,
like,
I need it for my mental health, you know. So I just take a day off.
I think that's important too, because if you are not okay physically, mentally, you can't do anything else. And I think if you keep trying to push through everything, I mean, I've experienced this so many times. I think all of us have. If you just keep trying to push through, it's just going to aggravate you even more and not let you be, like, at peace, because there's so much going on. But I think self-care is super important. For sure. Like taking that step back, just whether it's resting, whether it's getting a mani-pedi, like whatever it is that makes you feel better. Yeah. And happy. I think that's so important.
Yeah. I think looking back and reflecting on everything you have going on and like realizing like this is for a reason, but let me take a step back and actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
But that being said, your brand has grown so much in such a small amount of time. Has there ever been a time or a point in time where you were like, wow, like I'm actually, this is something bigger than I expected. Like at what point was it a soiree? Was it a release? Was it a collaboration where you were like, wow, this is something big?
I think it was when the first influencer that posted me,
okay.
I was like, oh my God, maybe I can do something with this business. Shout out to I Love Sarai. I love her. She has always showed so much love to my business. Literally since day one, when I started selling cups, like she went to my booth and she bought something and I gifted her something as well. Yeah. And she posted me. And from that day, I was like, oh my God, maybe I can do something with this.
Yeah. And the fact that they were willing to purchase something and not expect it to be handed to them. There's a lot of influencers nowadays that just want things for free.
Walk around to like
hey, I have this amount of followers. You should gift me a XYZ or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's always great to have those people that actually inspire you as well as, you know, them inspiring.
And genuine and supportive too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Erica too, she has, oh my God, she has been my mentor, my friend. Like she is such an amazing person. And I feel that she has like helped me a lot too with my growth. Shout out to Casual.
Casual, Lord, we're going to book you next. Don't trip. We're coming for you.
We're coming for you, sis. Yeah.
Like, I also gave Mac Daddy a cup.
Aww.
And, yeah.
Okay, so question number two. How do you go about reaching out to these influencers? Because I feel like a lot of people who have these brands, and I'm not saying like whatever you did, they should do, but like what was your approach? What was your intent for that?
It can be intimidating too for like a lot of people.
Well, honestly, with Shop Small, they just came up to my booth and I just gave them an extra stuff.
So it took that fear away of approaching them and being like, hey, like I want to give you something.
And I think that's a cool thing. I mean, we did a whole episode on Shop Small and those opportunities. And I think that's the cool thing as a vendor that is looking for somewhere to start. You're placed in the situation to just kind of be able to succeed and thrive just because you're at.
It's funny because my business partner, Jerry, he calls the soiree the internet in real life. Because you have all these influencers, all these brands are just here in one bubble for one time.
Yeah. And it's, but some people think that's like that's the coolest thing ever. Yeah. Like that's why you go, you know?
Yeah. And I feel that Shop Small has helped me a lot. A lot of exposure.
Yeah.
Like it's amazing.
So going back to all your events that you've had in this the span of your business, what do you think, what was your favorite event to put on?
Ooh.
What was your most difficult? And what was the one that taught you the most about you and your brand?
Okay, so my favorite one was the Esposa Life.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one. It was so pretty. I loved the Esposa Life.
Just to give you guys context, because I think events are different when you're the one throwing the event. Because, like, when we do Souls Party, which is, like, way different because it's not, like, a passion project. It's like, you're, like, fuck this shit. Like, this was so exhausting. But from an outsider, it was beautiful. She did like a whole mercado situation with like beautiful flowers. There was like a bartender, Chocomil de Lotero. It was a whole like branded event connecting back to the theme of the sweater, and it was just really cute. Like you can go with your
Mercadito bag
and you can get like your fruit. I think you had like a peanut, like nut lady.
Yeah, Kim D. It was Kim D.
Kim D. Oh yeah, yeah. She had her candy there. Yeah. Every event that you make, going back to like it's that with intentional is more of an experience. It's not just like, I don't know how to explain like an event. Like it's an experience.
Yeah. How do you come up with these ideas? Yeah. Is it just you? Do you have like your family, your friends? Like who helps you with that? Or is it just?
So my cousin Nicole helps me. Like I feel that I do everything in my life with intention. So I went to school to be a preschool teacher, and I remember my professor telling me, like, you need to be a teacher and you want to be very intentional to these children. So I feel that I always remember that, you know? Mm-hmm. So when I throw my events, even with my kids, I always try to be very intentional.
Yeah.
like the details matter. And I love that. Like I need to put all the details.
Yeah, it's so, all of them are so detailed. Like last night you just had the line drop collab. You guys made all this merch, like the Meecha Mom Club, the Meecha Thea Club, airbrushing outside, like everything from like the decals to the floor to like the balloons in the air. Customizing
the menu.
Yeah, customizing the menu. It was just beautiful. So we could definitely see like.
It takes a whole team to plan. I also have help for my friend, Julie behind doors.
Yeah.
But I come up with everything. I'm like, you guys, this is what I want. This is what I need from you. This is like, you know, I just give them the details and they go with it.
The cool thing is that you don't limit yourself, because it seems like you might throw these crazy outlandish ideas, but you're like, we could figure it out.
My dad. Yeah. Like, can you build that?
That's one thing that I've noticed is like, I think for me personally, I always think of ideas and I'm like, that's not doable. Check that off. Mm-hmm. But you guys, when I see your events, I'm just like, damn, she really brought this whole stage upstairs here and made it work. And I'm just like, wow.
I know, for Erica's event, oh my God, that was crazy.
It was so nice.
That was
fun.
I know. I told my dad, like, I want a platform. Mm-hmm. I want it to look like a closet in there.
Yeah.
It looks so good. I don't think we can build that. I was like, yes, we could.
Yeah.
Like, I think we could. I'm like, and I told Fabe, I'm like, dude, just try to convince my dad. Like, tell him that you can do it. Fabe's like, I don't know how to fucking build. Like, I don't know what to do. But yeah, they were able to do it.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It's a lot of pressure that I put on them.
Sometimes you need that pressure.
It works out. Okay, so that was your favorite.
Yeah.
What was this other one?
What was your most challenging one?
I think the Cool Kids.
Cool Kids Club.
Yeah.
I think anything revolving kids
is fucking hard.
I think because it was raining that day.
Everything that you do, there's always going to be something that you can't control. Yeah. So you either need to learn how, like with anything, with business, with like a shirt you're selling, you got to go with the flow, learn how to pivot and just like keep it going and make it work. But I think even though it rained that day, like, what had to be done was done. And it
Soul had a fucking
blast. Soul had so much fun.
So much fun. I had to get a canopy and I was like, oh my God, more money. But you know what? At the end of the day, it is what it is. And we were able to have the event.
It was a good turnout too. Yeah, it was a really good turnout.
Now, what was the event that taught you the most or the biggest lesson you've learned through one of your events?
I don't know. Let's see. I don't know if it's Erica's or Cobb's.
Okay.
They're like both like the same. They both taught me a lot of things.
Okay.
It's been very challenging. I don't have any like background history of like owning businesses. My family doesn't either. So I'm honestly just, I don't have a manual. Like I'm just going with the flow. I don't know.
Figuring it out as you go. Yeah, that's good. I mean, I think that's important too, because I feel like a lot of people would be shy or like scared to just go for things. And it's kind of like, sometimes you just got to do it. Cause if you don't know, you'll never
know.
Just
jump off the ledge and figure it out. I think the best way to learn is to actually do. And I feel like you're doing a lot of that. And that's kind of why like I always gravitate towards your events. Cause that's something that I mean, me as a brand owner, my first thought isn't to throw an event for a release. Like it's just not how the background I came from, but I see the importance of it. And like, I see the connections you make, it's the networking opportunities. It makes your brand look even more bigger and polished up. So I do think that's very admirable from what you do.
I'm trying to get him to do a sworn one.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, it's so important. It's really, really important. I feel that once you're with your customers, your friends, your community, like you get to interact, and that's very, very important.
Especially in today's market now that there are a ton of other people doing, you know, competing things or similar items, or, you know, if you're selling cups, there's three other people selling cups. So you kind of have to build that brand.
To be different.
To be different.
Yeah. And then also to like build that connection with people, which I think also goes a long way, because it's like, if people like you, if people like what you stand for, if people like resonate with you, they're going to go further and they're not going to go to anybody else. They're going to go to you, right? Yeah. So I think that's also really important.
And I feel that I used to see brands like that would throw events. I'm like, okay, I'm a small business, but like, I want to do that. Yeah. That looks fun. Mm-hmm. And my brother-in-law once told me like, to make money, you got to spend money. You're not going to make money if you don't spend it. Like, you need to stop being scared and just go for it. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to spend my money. Like, I don't have enough. Like, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just no way.
These are all investments into yourself. And those are things, like you said, like you don't have a manual or people to lean on to be like, how do I run this business? So you kind of took a chance and rolled the dice on yourself. And look, it's paying off.
Yeah. And it goes back to that paycheck. I'm like, well, how much was this? I'm not too sure. I think it was like
2000.
1,000, 2000?
No, it was a small one when I got the
700.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It was 700. Something like that.
I missed those.
So then I was like, okay, well, technically I'm not using my money.
True. Yeah.
So I was like, it's okay. I can spend that money. Yeah. And it is what it is. If I, like, I don't make anything, then it's fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't my money.
Yeah, for sure.
But I honestly, I was just tired of living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. And yeah, I had to do something. Yeah. I was bored at home.
And it seems like you're a creative person. You have these ideas in your mind that you just want to bring into fruition. So, I mean, I think these are an outlet for you to just create what's in your mind.
Yeah. And I love creating. I love being crafty.
Yeah.
Sometimes I regret my name. I'm like, why did I pick crafty?
That's an OG name.
But I'm like, but I'm taking it. Like, I'm owning it. You know, to it. I'm like, okay. I'm crafty.
Everyone's but I see you now, CB Jess. Is that the premium line or what?
Yeah, I feel that it looks better. It looks more professional, I guess.
But I think people know you as Crafty by Jess.
She would call you Crafty as your first name.
Yeah, and I'd be like, Crafty's coming. Are we going to Crafty?
Oh my God. So Erica and her fiance, Papo, they call me Crafty.
Crafty.
I'm like, that's not my name. I'm like, that's not it's my stuck. Name.
Yeah.
So everyone calls me Crafty. I'm at the story and they're like, Crafty. And I'm just like,
I have a name.
I'm like, it's Jess. It's on Crafty by Jess.
I'm curious about knowing, and I think this is kind of cool too, because like, I feel like a lot of people, we don't always talk about the people that inspire us. And I feel like there's probably girls, other people, other moms, other women looking up to you and being like, oh, I want to be like her. Like, she's so motivating, blah, blah, blah. So I'm curious to know who inspires you or how do you get inspired? Besides like your kids, like, are there other like role models, people,
brands,
sayings, things that inspire you? You told me also, I think the last time, your mom tells you all the time, el sol brilla para todas, right? So I think that's really cute and that's beautiful. So the Shop Small is also about, what's the word? Collaboration over competition.
Mm-hmm.
So who are some women that inspire you or that you look up to, that kind of help push along this CB Jess?
Yeah, I think it's my community. Like, I feel that the Shop Small community is so freaking amazing. Like, everyone's there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone has like a plan and they're just there to like hustle and like make it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I feel that all my friends, like from you and I, Pure Jess, Horizon Jewels, Kim D, like you guys, like everyone, like I feel that they make me like push myself even more.
Yeah.
And I feel that we're all there for each other.
I was just telling Barry this in the car. I was like, I love the vibe because it's very chill.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes there's, you know, other situations, people, things, businesses where you can feel like tension, and here it's just chill. Like, you don't feel it. It's just like genuine.
I think what I told you in the car was like, I think everybody in that space is so busy hustling that there's zero time to hate.
There's no room for like hate. There's no room.
You already have so much going on. Like the last thing I'm thinking about is you.
And and you're just there to like do your thing, and everybody's so cool about it and chill about it and supportive. Like even if. Like for us, it's like I get shocked sometimes because people will come and they don't even have kids and they're just like, we just want to support you. We'll buy this for like,
oh, shoot,
yeah, cool. But from the Shop Small, right? Yeah. And they're like, we just want to buy this for like our nephew, like whatever, to support. So I'm like, that's so like genuine and beautiful. And I love that feeling.
Yeah.
And that is inspiring because it's like, okay, like they're doing that and they're doing this. And like, oh shit, like Brittany just brought out her permanent jewelry and like, that's really fucking cool. And she's there till like the end of the thing, you know? So yeah, I agree with that a lot.
And no competition. Like Brittany does jewelry, and then I also have my friends at Casablanca. They both sell jewelry, and they're like all there for each other.
Yeah.
So is like Shop Quinn.
Yeah.
Sells clothes, but so does you and I, and so does Erica.
But everybody's cool.
Yeah. Everyone wants everyone to.
I was
make
just
it.
Telling him this in the car. I was like, I love that vibe.
Everybody's
like,
building their own brand, focusing themselves, not concerned about the other person's booth or whatever. And I think that's dope.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
No? Upcoming projects.
Yeah.
Things to expect. Any sneak
what can
peeks?
We expect?
I always have projects.
Any secrets?
What's
I was at her house the other day. She's like, I'm just like working on 8 projects right now. And I'm like, girl.
There's no sneak peeks, nothing. Not a little hint.
No.
Not you know.
I don't know. Arlene.
Stay tuned. I don't know. I don't know. I saw a post. Someone said collab with Soulful Kids, but I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see.
Stay tuned.
We'll do like.
Not shut down any haters.
Yeah.
Tons of them.
Okay, so I like to do this, and I kind of make everyone do this because I think it's really motivating and inspiring. We get a lot of messages from people that are looking to start a business, want to be entrepreneurs. Or just people looking for inspiration or motivation to keep going, whether if it's someone that's like a mom figure and runs a business or just a mom because shit is hard and there's a lot going on. I would love for you to give a message to everyone that's watching to kind of just motivate them, inspire them, whether it's like starting your own business, getting through tough times, or just like getting through being a mom.
Okay, so I feel that the most important thing is just to start. Like, you literally have to start, and that's the hardest part.
Yes.
Like, you just have to have faith in God and just go with the flow. And when I started my business, I felt that I was just having fun.
Yeah.
Because once it gets serious, it's like, okay, I want to be so professional. It becomes
work.
Yeah. And you're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. And if you don't enjoy what you like, you're not gonna be successful.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
So I started Soulful Kids because of you, kind of. Yeah. Okay. This is what happened. I'll give you guys a fun story because this is kind of funny.
You heard it here first.
So I gifted Juju our first couple of teas at Esposa Life Club event.
Oh yes, I remember.
I gifted you those, but I was dragging my ass because we already had the merch. I had the Instagram account and I just hadn't posted, like hadn't really worked through anything. And then you posted it. And I was like, I think this is my sign. You posted all the shirts. And yeah. I looked at Barry and I was like, this is my fucking sign. I have to like get all my shit. Yeah. So that day
So it was like your Karen moment.
Yeah, it was kind of like my Karen moment. That day I was like, bars, let's go. We put Soul with my mom and I was like, let's figure this shit out right now. So yeah, it's a fun fact.
And then that was the hardest part, right?
That's the hardest part because it's like, I feel like once you start, you just build that momentum and then, okay, we launch and then you get sales and you're like, oh fuck, this is a thing. This can be a thing. I can do this. And then from there, you just...
Yeah, the dope thing is that the motivation behind it is the people supporting you. Like, for you to shout it out, for people to buy it, like, those people keep you going. It's like, I can't stop because people are actually, like, supporting me. And I know Jess has 500 orders every time she drops, so plus.
All the time.
So I know you can't quit. What do you think keeps you motivated? Like, is it release days? Is it people shouting you out? Is it seeing certain people wearing your stuff? Like, what is it
I think it's seeing people wearing my stuff. Yeah. Like, I'm at Disney, or I get messages from my friends, from my cousins, taking pictures of people wearing my stuff. They're like, oh my God, I'm like in freaking Chino Hills. So this person's wearing their shirt at the gym.
Yeah.
And like seeing their excitement, like, gets me excited.
Yeah, that's
like,
cute.
Oh my God, they're so excited for me.
Yeah.
And my best friend too, she saw someone at Universal Studios. Yeah. She called me. She's like, we need to talk. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, I just don't get it. Someone's wearing your shirt.
I don't get it.
She's like, it's your shirt. Like, I want to take a picture, but I don't want to look like a creep. Like, that's this so is funny. Weird. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
You know what's funny? It's because you have like this cult following, but it's such a community because like if somebody would be like, hey, can I take a picture of your shirt? Like, Jess is my friend. She's like, oh my God, I love Jess, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's such a community that people will understand why you approach them. So I think that's dope.
Me too. When I see people, like I see them wearing my stuff, like, dude, I always see someone wearing my stuff at Cerritos Mall. So every time I see them, I'm just like,
I tell because the hats, right?
Yeah,
the LA hats, I feel like they're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. Like,
literally
you
everywhere.
Go somewhere and they're everywhere. And I'd be like, go say hi. Like, say hi, thank you. You know, like, engage with them. And he's like, I don't know. And like, I think we were at like a cafe one time and I was like, dude, go say hi. And I like make him go say hi. I think that's cool. Like, that's such a cute moment.
But I don't want to look like a weirdo going up to them.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh my God, I made that. And I'm like, it was a gift.
Yeah.
Right? It's all I had to wear today.
Oh, it's my brother's. Imagine. Oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
No, but it's cool. Also, I still think it's cool.
I also wanted to say there's a lot of people that want to start, but they just want to be like up here. Like, as soon as you start, like, it takes
time.
Like, time. You're just not going to be successful overnight.
For sure.
And I feel that there's a lot of room for me. There's still a lot for me to like learn, and I have so many goals, but I feel that you're not gonna like you need to start and you got to work your butt off.
For sure.
You can't skip steps.
No, for sure. You cannot.
And then you also learn as you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you learn what, from the experience.
What works for you may not work for them. Right. So you have to just go with the flow.
Yeah.
That being said, what's one of the biggest lessons you'd give your younger self starting CBGS?
Well, I gave up, but I'm so glad that I gave up because it made me like realize a lot of things, you know, like.
What do you mean you gave up?
So when I stopped Crafty by Jess, I stopped doing cups and stuff for 2 years.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Yeah, I stopped. I'm like, you know what? F this. Like, I'm done. I'm not going to do this vinyl stuff. There's like everything. I was doing everything for my son's room.
Yeah.
So Aiden, he's my son. He's 10 years old. He's going to be 11. I took over his room.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to deal with that anymore. I didn't want to deal with customers. I didn't want to deal with like orders. Yeah. I'm like, I only got 3 orders this week. Yeah. But hey, that was something. Now that I think about it, I'm like 3 orders.
Right.
People want it, you know?
Yeah. That's what we're saying. Like little by little, like you.
I'm not going to deal with this anymore. Like I'm done. Like I don't want to do Crafty by Jess anymore. Like it doesn't make me happy at the moment.
Right.
And I feel that I just wanted to have this perfect business and it just didn't work out. So wait, what was the question?
What would be one piece of advice you'd give your younger self?
Okay. Take no shit from anyone. You deserve everything and anything for yourself.
I like it.
Yeah. Just be a bad bitch.
Be a bad bitch.
I'm gonna just cut everything else before that and just.
Yeah.
Where's the advice? Bitch. Be a bad bitch. I see a bad bitch club shirt coming. I'm just saying.
No, I like that. And I think that's important too, because I feel like for me personally, I forget I'm a bad bitch. And then Barry will be like, no, like,
you are.
Go get it. Yeah. And it's like, be a bad bitch. Why not?
There's like this show. I don't remember the name of it. I guess the girl would speak to her. Issa? She would speak to herself.
Oh, yes.
Insecure.
Oh, my God. She's like always talking to herself.
Yeah, I like that. But you need that because you forget. And like, you get in your head and you're like, I don't know this. And then you get sad. And it's like, no, just be a fucking bad bitch.
Yeah.
And it's going to be good.
Have confidence in yourself. Believe you can do anything and just go out and do it. The best thing you can do is fail. Because that means you're actually trying.
Yeah. It's time for more fun stuff.
So Arlene loves to trick people into giving stuff away for free. So with that being said, Jess, what are we giving away?
A brand new car. Where? Everyone gets a car. Yeah. Just kidding. No. Check under your seat. I'm just kidding. Let's see. What can we give?
You tell us.
Let's do a boot camp.
Okay. Ooh.
And we'll invite.
Okay, I'm down.
30 people.
You're not invited.
Okay. You're not invited.
Wait, you went to the last one for the 10K.
Yeah, that was sick. Yeah.
So tell me more. Let's do
it. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so we'll do a booty boot camp because I feel that everyone's in there working out. Now,
yeah. I like that. We're both working out, kind of.
Yeah. All three of us are working out, but it's okay. I'm not here. Too.
That's messed up. Okay, Barry's working. You can come to the booty camp.
Yeah. No, but it's all girls.
You can come, but you're not invited.
You can come take the videos. How about that?
You can pass out water.
Speaking of video, this is the perfect time to shout out your friend.
Birdo.
Oh, see, Birdo, I made sure you got a shout out.
Birdo.
Yeah, he's killing it too. You could come to our booty camp, Birdo.
He's the only one. It's so funny because when I did the invitation, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Plus Birdo.
Yeah, I'm like a girl's night.
Plus Birdo.
Shout out to Birdo.
They'll come take content. You and Birdo can be a little team.
And Fabian.
Birdo and Barry and Fabian. There you go.
We'll be the water boys.
Water boys?
Water boys.
But yeah, so I feel that we can do a boot camp.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
30 people.
Yeah.
They just have to comment down
below.
Wait, how do you do that? I don't know.
Comment.
I don't know the YouTube world.
So first off, you need to be subscribed to the Hustle and Soul Podcast YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You need to, if not, you need to be on Spotify and follow that account because we're also on Spotify for video and audio. Ooh. We're also on Apple Music too, but you know, Spotify and YouTube is where you're going to be at.
Yeah.
So make sure you follow the account. Next up, you need to
like this video.
And you need to comment.
Comment down below, CB Jess. We're going to pick 30 people from the people that comment on
this
here.
Just for the set the record straight, this is the biggest giveaway.
Has never been done before. We have a lot to figure out, but never been done before.
Only right we do it with Crafty.
Yes.
We'll just let them know the date and then we'll get all the details.
We'll announce the winners. We will pick you. We will let you know down below. We'll pick the winners. We'll pick a date and then we'll send everyone the information so they can come get their booties
right. And we will confirm if you're not subscribed to the channel. So please. please make sure to subscribe.
It's easy.
Go follow.
Yes, this is exciting. Subscribe. I'm excited.
So we're leaving this on a super high note. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Jess, for coming by.
Thank you. Love you guys so much. You guys have always supported me since day one. I love you guys.
We love you too.
So appreciate everybody for tuning in. Please make sure to comment, like, let us know who else you guys want to, you know, have us on here. And we'll hear you in the next one.
See you at Booty Camp.
Bye.